How did this collaboration between the two of you come about?
He was someone I met through the Berklee College of Music in Boston's Roots program, which was a camp that we had done a couple years in a row, and I was invited as part of faculty for there as the bass guy, and she was also on faculty as a harpist, and she's originally from Edinburgh, Scotland. And we met, I guess maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, and did the camp together. And then we were invited to do these faculty concerts, which we would then play on each other's stuff. And I was just absolutely amazed by her musicianship. Just, you know, just everything she played was just like perfect. And so we did this one concert and then kind of went our separate ways. And then the following year, we were invited to do this all again. I guess it was about a week or two later, she sent me an email saying, "Hey, I want to do a record with you." And it was nice to hear that it was mutual, that she had an appreciation for what I was doing. But it was just, you know, every time I get to hear her play, it's just... just everything that you want to hear.
And I'm curious about the process of putting together the album, Vignette. How did you go about, you know, composing, collaborating, mixing everything together to create such an interesting sonic mix?
We actually spent very little time together. I had sent her a bunch of little ideas. She had done the same thing, and then we also picked some songs that we had written on our own, and just to see what might make a nice collection. That was interesting. I would send her recordings, and we'd also kind of drew for some of the material from my first album, which we played in those faculty concerts at Berklee. And I guess it was about a year ago that we actually recorded the album in Nashville, and she would come down a couple times prior to the recording, and we'd kind of iron things out in terms of what we were going to play, and then everything did stem from just a duet, and then we had a couple of days at my house, which we just added little color instruments or overdubs, and then I kind of continued with that after she left, and then we got to the mixing stage. She came back a couple of times so that we were doing everything kind of all on the same page musically, which fortunately we were. It was very smooth. I think it was one of the easiest projects that I've been involved with, that just to kind of just, it all kind of fell into place.
Finally, Victor, before I let you go here, you know, for listeners who come out and see you at Allerton tomorrow night with Maeve Gilchrist, what can they expect to hear?
We'll play pretty much the entire record. There may be one or two that we don't touch on, but I think there's plan to play most of that album, and there'll be some selections from her previous work as well as mine, and there'll be Todd Lombardo on guitar joining us, who usually plays with me, and then Jordan Pearlson, who's played with us in the past on drums when we've done shows previously.